Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students. In the last episode, we learned about rights and responsibilities in the workplace. Today, we will focus on sexual harassment in the workplace, which is illegal in Rwanda.
Mutesi.
How did he know I've not gone home yet?
Of course, I can spend you from far away, Mutesi. Come, we have to do something special. It is very important.
Oh, boss, it's late already. I came back from a bag.
Come on, Mutesi, come on. This is important. My lovely Mutesi, lucky girl. We are together today. Mr. Uteri is gone.
But...
See these tax papers here? They are very important and need full concentration. We need to put them in order, you and I. You will receive a bonus for helping me tonight.
Why are you locking the door? But stop! You don't need to touch my breasts when you're talking to me. I don't like that.
Your what? Your breasts? Look, let me tell you. These tax papers are important. Sorry, I didn't mean to touch your breasts. Just sit in this chair. Here, just relax, okay? Alright, first thing first. Don't worry, I know you have to go home. It won't be long. Do you need something to eat, Mutesi? Look, you will learn many things from me in this place.
Stop squeezing me like that, stop!
Look, come nearer. I want you to spend tonight with me, baby girl. I will make sure that you get a promotion here. I know you want something good for yourself, huh?
No, what are you saying? Spend tonight with you? Are you joking with me? You are hurting me! Stop twisting my arm behind me! Somebody come for me! He's choking me!
Okay, I'll leave you. Take it easy. I was just joking, girl. Sorry for everything. Stop crying. I was just joking. You refused to help me with this work, Mutesi. As your supervisor, I can take action against you, you know. And then, it is already late. How will you get home?
Leave my hand alone.
Look, if you don't allow me to sleep with you, I will sack you from here. Hey, where are you going? Come back here. Come back.
Students, you have heard what is happening on the farm. What is the problem in this story? Thank you, students. You might have said, Mutesi's supervisor is trying to force her to have sex with him at work and threatening to fire her if she does not sleep with him. This is a type of sexual harassment, and it is illegal in the workplace. Students, what advice would you give Mutesi? Great students! You might have said this is a difficult situation because Mutesi does not want to lose her job. Maybe she could report the supervisor to Mr. Butera. Thank you, students. Let us go back to the story and see what is happening.
Oh God, help me, God! Oh God, help me!
Who is out there, for heaven's sake?
Help me!
Yes, who are you out there? Come around here in the light, let me see you.
Mr. Ptera, it's me, Mutesi!
Oh, Mutesi, your clothes are all torn. You're almost naked. What happened?
Mr. Ptera, help me, boss. Mr. Juru tried to rape me.
What? Mr. Juru? Why did he do that? How come? Wait there. Let me open the gate. Here, use this ijitenge. Stop crying and tell me. What did you say happened? Mr. Juru did this to you, Mutesi? Where is he now?
Inside the office. He tried to force me to have sex with him. When I refused, he started beating me and threatened to fire me.
Wait, Mutesi. No time to waste. You say he's in the office? I'm going to go there right now. You stay here with my wife. She will take care of you. Open this door, Juru. Open up. Now. Look here. What happened, Juru?
I
say, tell me what happened. And you better be clear with me.
I told Mutesi to help me with these papers.
From my understanding, I heard you tried to rape her. Juru.
I tried to rape Mutesi? Never. We just had small fun at work. No harm, really.
Small fun at work? Juru, sexual harassment and sexual assault are not allowed on this farm. And it is illegal under Rwandan law. Juru, this will cost you your job.
But Mr. Butera, let me explain.
I tell you, this is very bad. By daybreak, I will launch a serious investigation. And if you are guilty in any way in this case, it will be very bad for you. I am going to fire that Juru and report him to authorities. He tried to rape my worker. I cannot have people like Juru working on the farm. We do not tolerate sexual harassment or any form of abuse.
Oh God, oh God.
Sorry about what happened, Mutesi. Everything will be okay. Tomorrow, there will be an investigation and I will take action. Don't worry.
Students, sexual harassment is illegal in Rwanda. Sexual harassment occurs whenever one person makes unwanted sexual advances to another, especially in the workplace. Sexual harassment violates the right to a safe workplace and is never accepted. Students, it's time for Think and Tell. Students, remember, sexual harassment occurs whenever one person makes unwanted sexual advances to another, especially in the workplace or other professional or social situation. Each of you should now think of some ways that a person might be sexually harassed in the workplace. Great! Students, you might have thought some ways a person might be sexually harassed in the workplace are sexual jokes, unwanted touching, offering promotions or money for sex, unwanted pressure for sexual favor, and others. Anytime sexual advances are unwanted by the other person, it is sexual harassment. You might have had other answers. Now, do only men harass women? Great! Students, you might have said that women can sexually harass men as well, men can sexually harass other men, and women can sexually harass other women. There's no gender bias in harassers. Harassers can be an employer, a work colleague, a client, a customer, a stranger, a relative, a so-called friend, a gang of people, or a person interviewing you for a job. There's no blueprint for who a harasser is. There are many different perpetrators. Now, think of and share with a colleague some things that can happen if sexual harassment is allowed in the workplace. Great! Students, you might have said, what might happen if sexual harassment is allowed in the workplace are poor morale, frightened or unhappy employees, poor work performance, and absenteeism, the person being harassed can suffer greatly. A good business values its employees and protects them from bad effects of sexual harassment. You might have had other answers too. Now, think of and share with a colleague where a person sexually harassed should report this case. Great! Students, you might have said that the victim can directly report the issue of sexual harassment at any nearby local authorities and or directly at LIB or by calling 112. She or he may also see the labor inspector who can help you or guide you how to fight for your rights at work. Let us bring our learning to real life. Interview a family member, peer or colleague about different experiences of sexual harassment at the workplace and what happened to the victim. Students, sexual harassment is illegal in Rwanda. Think twice before bringing up sexual topics at work. And if you are sexually harassed, report it to someone in the leadership at the workplace or the local leader or the authorities in your community. You have a right to a safe workplace. As we saw in today's lesson, Mutesi's supervisor tried to force her to have sex with him at work. This is sexual harassment at work, and it is totally not acceptable and punishable according to Rwandan labor law. Will Mr. Butera fire Juru because of his behavior? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in TVET Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda TVET Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.